Commander Bill Oxford got to see a display of posters, uniforms, and other relics from World War I. After the war ended, the American Legion was born and today still operates on four pillars: veteran rehabilitation, supporting patriotism, supporting a strong defense of the nation, and supporting youth through the many programs it sponsors. When asked about patriotism and the current political and cultural divide in the United States, Oxford expressed confidence that Americans can and one day will come together again, just as they did after 9/11.
When we think about America, we are one country. And you just mentioned the fact there are differences in culture, differences in opinion, differences in ideals. But when we are put in a corner, and America was backed into a corner on 9/11, we come out swinging. So those kinds of abilities that we have to come together as a country, as a culture, as a people, I think helps define who the American Legion is and what we're about.
Oxford, when asked about the challenge of finding new members, noted there was a time World War I vets didn't necessarily welcome the World War II vets. Those generational challenges remain, and the commander, who is a Vietnam veteran, notes younger veterans are getting families started, are finding new purpose in their lives, and are not necessarily interested in sitting through long meetings. But he believes if they can be shown opportunities are there to contribute and be valued, they'll keep the Legion continuing for future generations. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.